Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. All right, a good Friday morning to one and all. Division round of the playoffs are approaching. Saturday and Sunday, tremendous action. We've got NFL picks coming up your way later on in the program. Look forward to that. We're going to be joined by Phil Savage as well, current general manager on the Alliance for American Football, the Arizona Hotshots. So you also hear him on Sirius XM NFL Radio. He's got a podcast out there, NFL Philosophy. So we'll get into that with him a little later on, break down all the games this weekend, get his thoughts on Alabama football following their championship game loss to Clemson as well, as he's very, very close to Saban and former analyst of Alabama football up until this past season. As we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We kick off this hour, Taz, talking about and discussing the comments yesterday by Steelers president Art Rooney II, who came out in reference to his star and disgruntled and mercurial wide receiver Antonio Brown, that it's hard to envision Antonio Brown being a Steeler next season. Interesting, fascinating, generates headlines, yeah. And I guess not at all that surprising at this stage with emotions running as high as they are right now. If I'm a Steeler owner working that organization, part of that coaching staff, a member of that team, I don't want to see Antonio Brown wearing the black and gold again. I don't want to see him lining up and playing at Heinz Field. I don't want to see any of that. But I also know that there's a lot of time during the course of this offseason where emotions will calm down, and maybe you look at the player and the impact of the player and where your organization is. Now, the Steelers might basically 2 months from now, they might be in a similar scenario and say, we've got to get Antonio Brown off of this team. I thought it was interesting that he came out and was that public with that kind of sentiment.
Yeah, I know. Usually, especially owners like these highly successful business people like Mr. Rooney and other folks that maybe own professional sports franchises that are quasi-public figures, or just because of the nature of the business, they're usually very close. They keep their business close to their vest, as the cliche goes. And he didn't do that. I mean, Rooney basically was like, everything's on the table. Now we'll see what happens. It seems like they're not in a rush. The Steelers are not in a rush to, like, to your point, maybe they want things to cool off a little bit. But, I mean, I don't know, Moose. Maybe I'm going to ask you a question, kind of a quasi-rhetorical question. But, I mean, isn't the damage done already with Antonio Brown? I know how excellent of a player he is, but by doing the stupid, immature stuff he's done, which is very disrespectful, unfollowing on Twitter the Pittsburgh Steelers Twitter account, okay, a place where he's made millions upon millions of dollars that gave him that opportunity. I understand his talent, don't get me wrong, but they gave him that opportunity, and he flourishes in it, and he unfollows them, and then follows, who does he follow? San Francisco 49ers Twitter account. I'm just saying, little things like that.
He's acting like a child.
It is, and it's like, it gets to a point, though, where it's like, you get to the point, if you're the front office of the Steelers and Mike Tomlin as the head coach and the veteran players on that team, you're like, we don't need this anymore. Who wants this headache? Really, this guy's a big, huge, massive distraction. It is.
Okay, so do you think there's any way to see your way through it? If Antonio Brown fell on his sword a month from now and it was like, listen, I was wrong, I'm sorry, goes up to Roethlisberger and Tomlin, has a meeting with Rooney and,
right,
and ownership and the executives in Pittsburgh and say, listen, I love being a Steeler.
Right.
My head got away from me. I apologize. I'm sorry the way that I behaved at the end of the season. I'd like to move forward as a Steeler.
If that all happened, Okay, I do think,
Do you think so much damage has been done to where the Steelers will say, we appreciate the apology, but we need to move on from you?
Almost. I think that if he did everything you just said, and he went to Rooney, went to Tomlin, and said all these things, and was apologetic, I think that would help, and I think that they would say to him and suggest him, not tell him he has to do this, if you are comfortable, put out a public statement. Put out a public statement and publicly apologize because you, sir, embarrassed our organization.
That's
you
fair.
Embarrassed your teammates.
That's
you
fair.
Embarrassed our fan base, which is a very, as we know, the Steeler Nation, very blue-collar, hard-nosed,
yep.
hard-working folks. Not that anybody else in the country is not, but you get it.
Yeah.
I do think they would want him, and again, I don't think they would tell him, put out a public statement, and then we'll patch it up. I think they might nicely suggest that to him if he did that. I don't think this guy's wired that way. Antonio Brown.
I'm not saying he'd do it. Yeah. I'm just asking if he did it. I don't think Antonio Brown's going to has any interest in doing that.
He's not.
I think he and the yes men that are around him are probably telling him he's in the right. He is not wrong. Roethlisberger called him out in the regular season. Juju Smith-Schuster gets voted the team MVP.
MVP. That hurt. That hurt.
You're asking him to run hot reads,
right,
during walkthroughs.
His ego. Boom.
And all of a sudden, his ego is hurt and saying, wait a second, where am I here? I'm the one that's getting paid. I'm making $17 million a year. Yes, I'm 30 years of age. I'm one of the great playmakers in the NFL, but you guys are voting the second-year wide receiver. Who's wearing his USC jersey to class in Los Angeles. You're voting that guy the MVP of the team. I make that guy's job easier.
Yeah, that ticked him off.
Right.
He does. He does.
Right.
And that
certainly bothered him. But I guess, there's a lot of emotions, Taz. I'm surprised, just like when, to compare a sport, when Brian Cashman comes out at the end of the regular season for the Yankees, and I know a lot of people, this raised an eyebrow when he said, we are going to be trading Sonny Gray.
Right.
He is going. It doesn't work here. It doesn't work for him. It doesn't work for us. He is not going to be part of, I'm paraphrasing here,
but
in essence, sending the message, he's not going to be part of the Yankees. I am surprised because I do think it hurts the leverage of a team when a team comes out and says, they might, you publicly and privately are two different things. As you know, Taz, organizations will say something publicly and they could feel completely different about a scenario privately.
Absolutely.
And because they don't want you to know their intentions. And in trades, when you look at professional sports, I'm surprised that the president of the Steelers comes out and says he has a hard time envisioning Antonio Brown being a Steeler, because I think that hurts their leverage in trading him.
From a business perspective, everything you said, I completely agree. But I think that Mr. Rooney feels like this guy here not only disrespected the current team and the current staff and the current coaches and the current front office, Mr. Rooney feels like he disrespected his family name. The Rooney name.
That's fair.
Which runs, as you know, throughout that Steeler organization. And I think that the former players, which have a very pride-filled former players and filled with Hall of Famers, I think that it pissed off a ton of people. And I think, you're right. It does affect an ownership's leverage when you say something like this. Well, he's not going to be released, trade, or other options are on but other options are on the table. Yeah, you're right. It does affect the business leverage. But, dude, I don't think Rooney cares. I think he's just like, look, you took a shot at us, many shots, during the postseason, okay? And you made us look like idiots. And you know what? I'm not going to sit here and toe my company's line and say, well, Antonio's a great player. We're going to work things out, blah, 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 blah. No, we'll see what happens. No, he made a headline, and good for him. Good for Rooney. I think he did the right thing.
No, I don't. I'm not telling you that he didn't. I'm just surprised. I think the emotions that he had. I don't know if it's necessarily smart business. I don't think it's smart business wise to make that kind of a statement. But I think they're ticked off. They're bothered, and they're ready to turn the page. But I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing for a Steeler fan. If you're trying to win a championship, I think it's difficult to replace a guy like Antonio Brown and that special quality of a receiver.
Right.
You've got Juju Smith-Schuster. Roethlisberger is getting another year older, Taz. He flirted with the idea of retirement after last year, remember?
Yep.
They drafted Mason Rudolph out of Oklahoma State. That ticked him off because he's trying to win now. I don't know how many more years he's taking a beating on his body. Are the Steelers now, if they trade Antonio Brown, closer to win a Super Bowl? No. They're going to create even more of a distance to other teams in the AFC. Because if you look at the AFC, the Texans aren't going anywhere. The Colts are not going anywhere. The Chargers, I mean, Rivers going to be another year older, but talent-wise, that's an awfully young team. They're not going anywhere. You would expect some other teams to bounce forward as well. That AFC, as wide open it is right now, the Steelers, if they were in the mix last weekend, they would have had an opportunity to advance to this weekend
right.
and maybe get themselves to a Super Bowl. Without Antonio Brown, Taz, I don't know if they're that kind of caliber of team anymore.
Well, I don't know. I think they can be. I think, and here's a bigger picture to me here than this, and I think the Steelers would agree with me on this. I think, and this is probably how they're feeling. And that's just why I slightly disagree with you a little bit on your narrative. Because here's the thing, man. From a business perspective, everything you're saying, you're dead on correct. From wins and losses and football, X's and O's, how good he is, you're dead on correct. But Moose, I'm telling you, sometimes avoiding a toxic player in your locker room, creating a divide amongst your players.
That's true.
That's a problem. As you know, you've seen it in sports. You've seen it covering sports all the years you've had in every sport. Dude, you know as well as me, these teams don't want that.
No, they don't want that. But talent-wise, Taz, they're going to have an offseason where they're going to see Le'Veon Bell leave in free agency,
yep.
who didn't play this past year, and Antonio Brown.
Right. We got James Conner, he's all pro now. He played good.
He played very, very well, right? But he physically also did not hold up. And we've got to also see what Juju Smith-Schuster is as a number one.
Right. It's a different
world when you're the number two guy behind and not drawing the same attention that Antonio Brown is drawing. Now all of a sudden you're getting all the attention of the defense. I'm not saying he's not a player. He is.
It just changes the dynamic.
It changes the dynamic of that receiver's room, of getting open.
Right.
So if you're facing double team, can you do and get open and be the player that Antonio Brown is? That question needs to be answered.
Right.
And it's difficult to lose talent, Taz, lose game-breaking, bust that game wide open kind of talent, and to lose guys of that caliber. We're not talking about Pro Bowl players.
Right,
we're talking
right.
about all-pro players.
Correct.
And have them playing someplace else next year and say, all right, I get the locker room's going to be a lot better, but if I'm cutting that roster, looking at the overall talent of the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're going to take a step back talent-wise. They have to. Those guys are too good.
And I got to tell you, like I said, I feel like the Steelers will be fine with that because you're right. It's bad to lose great players, but it's worse, trust me, to lose your locker room. If that's what you don't want to lose your locker room. I think a lot of those players in the locker room don't want to see Antonio Brown.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Go out to Pennsylvania. Hey, Bill, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How you doing, buddy? Bill? What's going on, man?
I'm good. Hey, I've been a fan for life. And
but you dropped that. You said you were a Steeler fan?
Steeler fan for life.
Okay, cool.
I agree with everything the Rooneys are doing. Steelers organization has been known forever to set examples as far as how their organization is ran. They're not going to tolerate crap. I mean, look what they did to Santonio Holmes. He was an Super Bowl MVP.
That's a good point. Yep.
They got rid of him the following year because of his actions. They're not going to tolerate it. Do I want to see AB go? Absolutely not. I think him and the combination of Juju Smith are a great combination for that team, but you got to set an example. They're not going to tolerate it. You're either going to do the organization's way or you're not going to play the game.
No,
for them anyway.
Now, Bill, I'm never going to take away that Super Bowl and the MVP from Santonio Holmes. He was great in that game, and it was an unbelievable catch late against the Arizona Cardinals and a great throw from Roethlisberger. But productivity-wise, he wasn't even close to what Brown was in the regular season.
I agree. I mean, he could have been much better had he had a different attitude. I mean, it almost seems like his attitude. Listen, I remember when AB came into the league, he reminded me of how Juju Smith is right now. Humble and loved the game and just wanted to be a part of the game. And AB was the same way. I met AB his rookie season. I always tell people that I was there like his first game and my daughter and I were standing in the parking lot. and we see him roll in this 1994 white Grand Prix with rust all over it.
That's awesome.
And he's talking to the fans. And
yeah. Humble. You know, humble.
Yes, very humble. Mm. And it just seemed to has progressed over the years. The better he got, his attitude changed, and now he's flying to, you know, camp in helicopters and getting caught for speeding for 100 miles an hour. I mean, come on.
It
gets ridiculous.
Well, you never know how money and success are going to change
people. We appreciate
the call,
Bill. Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, you just don't.
Well,
some guys remain humble and some guys remain true to themselves. And a lot of times people do change. And Antonio Brown has changed. He's not the only one, though.
Somebody told me a long time ago, like to the point you just made, so many people would say what you just said, money changes you. Someone told me a long time ago that this is an interesting point. Money doesn't change you. You are always who you. How do I word this? You're always who you were. It's just now it's coming out because you're confident and because your belief is there. I'm just saying it's two different ways. I agree with what you said, but I'm just saying like when I've been a lot of people I've seen pay their dues and then make a lot of money. Some of them stay who they always were, stay humble, stay nice guy, oh nice girl, whatever. And then some of them turn into.
So you learn the true person after they make money.
Right, right. I can't remember. Yeah. There's an expression, something like, well, no, he didn't change. He's just showing you who he really is.
That's interesting. You know, I never looked at it like that.
Yeah,
That's an interesting way.
Yeah, I took a psych 101 class in college.
But I also...
Solid C on that.
Right. but it is fascinating when you see that. And as our caller brought up the example with Antonio Brown, and then you see like Kawhi Leonard, who's driving like an 84 Jeep,
Dirtbox Jones,
right? And is living in an apartment in like San Diego in the off season, and not spending a lot of money. He's got basically more money than they could ever know what to do with.
Right,
and
it
does show you what's important to an individual, man or woman, when success comes their way, when money comes their way, what ultimately do they want to define them. And how they want to spend their money, and everyone could do what they want to do. It is to me, I find it to be a little bit kind of heartbreaking when people change that much, Tez. When all of a sudden, you know somebody growing up, and then you see them, you know, and you're close to them, and then you see them 20 years down the line, and they're nowhere near the person that they were. Because they've had a lot of success in their life. That to me is kind of sad. It's kind of where, you know, who the hell are you? Like, that's not the person I know when I was, you know, that I was good friends with or that I knew growing up in the business or what have you. That to me is kind of where they start to kind of buy into all the BS and the nonsense.
Yeah, well, it happens. It happens.
It does. It happens all the time.
In a lot of professions, right? Not just stuff like us where we're public speakers and we're entertainers and all this and... you know, you got TV people or radio people. It happens in regular workforces too. You know, like, you know what I mean. You know that. You know, you could be working in finance, or you could be working at, you know, at a supermarket, and you get a big promotion, and you know, and you start acting like a schmuck. I mean,
right.
It happens.
It does happen. Buck Showalter, perfect case of point. We had a lot of debate about Manny Machado during the course of the postseason, and he's still yet to be unsigned. And Buck Showalter came out and said. And he coached him and managed him for years down in Baltimore and spoke up and defended Manny Machado. Mm. But he also said, I do not know what Manny Machado will be, though, after he gets the contract. Because you never know.
He's getting $300-plus million.
Right. You don't know if the drive is going to be there, the work ethic is going to be there. He said, well, listen, I have no issues with Manny Machado when he was a Baltimore Oriole playing for me. He did everything right. And I'm going to defend Machado, but I also... We did not pay him $325 million.
Telling you right now, my friend, you know me, I'm very humble. I'm a very nice person. I'm a gentleman. You pay me $300 million, I will become the biggest schmuck you ever met in your life. I promise that. Okay? Promise. Oh, yeah. No, that'll change me. I'll be a completely different guy. Yeah. I won't be the nice guy I'm around here with all you people.
As
Mike,
you decide, you'll be true to yourself.
Yes. The real me will come out.
Well, I think we all know the real you.
And I'm not making $300 million. Hard-ass Joan.
That's it, bro. Yeah.
Jones drop. We have
It'll just be, it'll be those flashes all the time.
Yeah, it'll be bad.
Mike and Pete will then quit their jobs and run home like their heads on fire.
If I was
We're out of here.
$300 million, I would buy them out of their contracts right now, Mike and Pete. I would.
Thank you for the contract.
Mike couldn't grab the microphone. Mike couldn't grab the microphone fast enough when he heard me say that. Exactly. Give me that, Mike.
I would like to think that I would not. I don't think I would change.
No, I don't think you would.
You gave me $325 million. Dollars. I don't think.
You're a level guy. I don't think you'd change.
I think a lot of the stress you have in life would go by the wayside. Money stress.
Believe it or not, it becomes. When I signed my first big deal with WWE, it's true.
I'd like to have that problem.
No, it happens. You get more. It does.
I'm not saying that. If I'm making $30 million a year.
Yeah.
A lot of the things I'm thinking about of what I need to do in terms of setting my children up for school and all that, a lot of those stressors go by the wayside.
You get the attic steps right away. You can get new steps
for
the house.
That's it. I don't have to fall
down.
That's
the first thing you should do.
Right. That's exactly right.
I'm starting my own network.
Taz, our Christmas tree is still up in our house.
No, it's too long. What are you doing?
We haven't had time to put everything up in the attic.
That's a bad look.
Well, I know it's a bad look. The tree is dead.
It's a real tree, too?
Yeah.
That's a fire hazard, bro.
We're not turning the lights on still, Taz.
How do I know? You got the freaking tree up. Why wouldn't you have the lights on at night?
Because it is a fire hazard.
Get that tree out of the house.
It hasn't taken water in weeks.
Oh.
Just keep it around for 11 months.
What are you
doing?
Use
it for next year.
It's got to smell like dead pine.
No, it doesn't smell bad, actually. But
kids must love it.
My dad was up over the other day watching Gregory when I got home from the show, and he's like,
this show?
Yeah.
You want me to help you
do the Christmas stuff?
He's being nice, trying to say, let's take this thing down.
Yeah, right. I go, Dad, I got to get up into the attic. Donna's the only one that can do it now. He goes, why? I go, because last time I went up, I nearly fell. He goes, all right, we'll wait for Donna.
Do you have, in your attic, do you have
plywood?
So you could walk. Some people don't.
No, I did that last fall.
Yeah.
I had to go buy the plywood, went to Home Depot, strips, load it into the car, and then get up into the attic. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hassle.
And then you got to lay it properly because we have hi-hats, and you can't put on the hi-hats because if you put on the hi-hats, then they drop down through the ceiling.
For those that don't know, hi-hats are lighting.
Yes.
Some of you might have fluorescent lighting in your house. We're just letting you know that's what hi-hats are.
Yes, that's exactly right. But, so the tree is still up. We're going to do it Monday. Monday's
doing
now
it Monday.
The day. Wow. Monday.
Wow, nice. That's nice. January what? 27th? What is Monday? Something like January 15th? Whatever
today's
it is.
The 11th.
14th.
14th.
Wow, that's great. Well, your money's worth that $15 tree, ain't you? Man, save your money at $30
million. Exactly. Money would not change me. Where am I getting a $15 tree now, Taz?
Dude, I don't know.
Little tree.
What is it, 2 feet tall?
Yeah, exactly. $15 tree, that's a shrub.
It's a mini arborvitae.
Bonsai.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227 is your number to call. It's Taz and Moose on a Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and Moose on a Friday morning right here on CBS Sports Radio. They're only two wins away from heading to the Super Bowl. Who will it be? Perennial contenders, the New England Patriots, led by legendary Tom Brady. Or will Philip Rivers and the Los Angeles Chargers punch their ticket to the AFC Championship game? The action kicks off with the NFL Today, powered by Ram Trucks, at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS, home of Super Bowl 53. We got picks coming your way later on in the program. Phil Savage will join us a little later on in the program. We fired out a BCS, a bench cut start. If you missed that earlier in the show, check out the podcast, radio.com or Apple Podcasts. We did it. Three of the four underdogs this weekend in the divisional matchups, the Colts, the Chargers, and the Cowboys, a little bench cut start. We gave you ours. We want to hear from you at Taz and the Moose or 855-212-4227. Bogus is in the house.
Ah.
Second time this morning. What's going on, Andrew?
Moose, good to see you again. If you've ever been in the same room as Sean McVay, it's time to apply for an NFL head coaching job. The Bengals reportedly enamored with 35-year-old Rams QB coach Zach Taylor, but they can't discuss replacing Marvin Lewis as head coach again until LA's season is over. In addition to his physical proximity to McVay, Taylor was the University of Cincinnati's offensive coordinator back in 2016.
Well, listen, dude, I remember when this guy played at Nebraska.
Yeah, like 7 days ago.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was saying to Moose off air. I'm like, I felt like this kid just graduated from Nebraska. He hasn't, but I didn't even know Moose knew. I didn't even know he was coaching in the NFL. I had no clue. And
yeah, I knew he was on McVay.
You got to turn your mic on.
Yeah, I knew he was on McVay's staff. So
then you're locked once that happens.
Once that does happen. So I knew Zach Taylor locked. Was on that staff, and just from some work I've done before the start of the year. But I never thought he would be getting the Cincinnati Bengals job.
He wasn't exactly a stellar Division I quarterback. I'll just leave it at that. I think he had a little stint in the. He played in Canada too for a year or so for like the Blue Bombers. What are the Canadian Bomber Blues? Bombers.
Idea.
Yeah, CFL Jones.
Lean on you for that one.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, yeah, I remember seeing him there. Like he wasn't. I'm just surprised he's coaching, and now that he's being considered for the Bengals head coaching job. Oh my God! Just because?
Well, not just being considered. He's getting the job.
Oh, he got the job. Getting the job.
He's their choice.
He's expected to be hired.
Yeah. That's insane, man. That's insane. That just goes to show if you do anything near McVay, anything. If you deliver the paper to his house, there's a good chance you're getting an OC job. In the NFL
at some point, no doubt.
Who gets papers delivered anymore to the house?
I do. I get the Sunday paper.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's very old school. Right? There's something called the internet. That's the new paper. The newspaper.
I know, but I like the Sunday paper.
You like the feel of the print in your hands.
It's got some heft to it. There's, coupons and weekend guides.
Coupons. You go online and get coupons.
I like it.
Oh, but you got to search them out, though. It's all in one spot for Bogus.
Comics are in there. The kids like the comics.
So let me get this straight. You're one of those jobbers that sits there.
Kids read the comics?
Comics to go online. I mean, buy them a comic book.
Do they really read the comics?
I buy them the newspaper.
No, do they really read the comics, or is that...
I mean, they don't wake up on Sunday going, oh, it's comics day.
But I want to read Mama Duke.
If we're at the table...
Like Peanuts?
And I've got the paper out, one of them will grab the comics, yeah.
Oh, really?
It doesn't happen every Sunday, but it happens often.
Okay.
Wow, that's sad.
No, so you get the Times?
No, I get Newsday. I'm on Long Island. I represent. Right.
Wow. But the Times is the paper of record.
Strong Island Jones.
I have an online subscription to the Times, but physically get Newsday.
Could we have your password?
You cannot.
You are very nerdy. I will tell you this. I think that he
does a proper
job. Don't read, kids.
Stop reading.
Well, no, reading's fun.
Don't have feelings or emotions.
It's like the newspaper. When I first started working here at this station,
rise to a high level of office if you do.
No, but
you don't get to laugh at those people.
When I first got hired here,
I apologize. As he's got a fit of rage going on right now.
I noticed the newspapers here. There's newspapers for all the sports shows. But our show, we don't sit with a newspaper in front of us because we use a computer. But some of the shows, some of the hosts, I guess, I have to go old school and use the newspapers.
No, sometimes I do still read the paper on occasion when it's available, it's there. Yeah,
I don't have time.
I do stuff more so online though. But I do read the paper.
Yeah, for our show, you need the computer more because
it's a national show. Not doing a New York show.
I know what we do most, but listen. So here's
you don't need to look at the back pages.
Local paper.
Easier to. You go on Twitter. You go if you live in New York. You go on a Daily News app. You go on Newsday's app. You go on the New York Times app. And you could get SNY, all that stuff. WFAN. You go on Twitter. That's your newspaper. AB, have your kids just go online on social media with the phone. That's what they're going to do anyway. These kids live.
Don't get them used to the phone yet. Hold it.
They already are too used to it.
There you go.
Don't do that.
That's the world we're in. You guys don't understand. Anybody? I don't want to get into this. I don't want to get into preaching.
Get into what?
Because I get crazy. I'm just telling you. I don't want to get crazy.
There's something peaceful though to reading a newspaper. Just sitting there with a cup of coffee or tea and reading a newspaper. Or reading a book.
I'm holding off the phone as long as I possibly could.
This guy Pete, man. Pete is taking shots at me.
You should not get your young kids used to using the phone early in life.
You could slow them down. It don't matter. It's a monster that's coming.
I know it's coming, but you could slow them down.
All right.
Lack of interpersonal communication. Nobody picks up the phone and makes a call anymore. Everyone texts or emails.
Right. You're a hermit.
You call somebody.
You're a recluse.
You call somebody.
Yes, I am.
No, honestly, you call somebody and people don't want to answer the phone.
I agree.
And then they'll text you back, I'm not available. What's up?
If I get a phone call, I'm worried.
Wait a minute. What's up? Wait, you could text me back, but you can't pick up the phone?
Guys, I'm telling you.
No, there's a place for interpersonal communication.
You are right.
No, I know I'm right.
But, but. Generation Z.
You're ripping bogus for reading the paper.
Well, I'm just finding anything I can to rip bogus.
I understand, but the message to the youth that you're sending this morning, to you called him a nerd for reading the newspaper.
He's reading Marmaduke.
No, those are his kids. He's reading up on local Long Island law.
Nerds!
Is fundamental.
Choking on my Greek yogurt.
Take it away, Bogus.
Sorry, baby. Sorry. Another segment of me just coming at you like a pit bull. Gee whiz. He's so hurt.
The Miami Heat with the 26.
By the way, how about the guy, because it popped up on the screen this morning, how about the guy from Amazon who's getting divorced? Right, he started Amazon a year and a half into getting married.
Right,
a year and a half in. So he's gonna have to split like billions upon billions of dollars.
No prenup.
Jones, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's he worth?
I saw $173 billion in a headline yesterday.
Yeah, $173 billion.
Is he married to the brunette female person? Is that the brunette
There's
female
two.
Person
He's,
I saw?
As they were announcing their divorce, we found out that he was dating a different brunette who's on the screen right now.
Right, who was the...
She used to be on TV in Los Angeles.
Right, and she was the wife of one of his friends.
Oh, wow.
So,
Sketchy Jones. Sketchy billionaire Jones.
Right, that's his wife.
Wow. Oh, yeah, okay.
Soon to be ex.
My wife was telling me
Soon
about this.
Soon to be billionaire.
My wife is mad about this. To your point, Moose, like what you said.
Yeah.
Excuse me, she said the same thing. Like, why is she getting all this money?
Well, I take it all. I mean, he's the one that stepped out on the marriage, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
How about if you're that friend?
That's not really a good friend if you start messing around with your friend's spouse.
Like,
that's
not.
They should get some of that money.
But did he actually take the girlfriend from that guy, or were they already done too, and these two just came together? Somewhat naturally.
I've chosen not to read the timeline, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you were, I was always the rule for me. If a friend of mine was dating a girl and they broke up, I'm not going to make a move on that girl.
No, you can't.
No.
You cannot make a move.
But not every girl that your friend ever dated can be off limits.
If there was a serious relationship, I'm not talking about a one-nighter.
No.
I'm talking about a serious relationship. If something goes on for more than a year, 8 months, a year, I'm not diving into... No, I don't want to be second man in. I'm not diving into that ocean.
But what if she's the one? What if she's the one?
No, she's not going to be.
She can't be the one.
How do you know?
You can't.
She's
not going to be.
She could
There's
be.
More than one person
no,
for everyone out there.
She can't
wow,
be the
is
one.
There Moose?
Yes,
yes
there
Happy
is.
Birthday,
I
Donna.
Agree with Moose.
No, I'm not saying. I love my wife, and she's not listening
for
right now.
Oh, so we're in the safe
I'll
zone.
Have a different message an hour from now at 8:38 a.m. Eastern Time, 5:38 Pacific.
This is why I don't want to watch Star is Born. This is what happens to you when you watch these type of love stories. You start getting crazy thoughts. You know what I mean?
Wait, what?
What's the connection?
What connection? What are you talking about over there?
Idea.
Shut
I'm
your mic off. What are you talking about?
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I have no idea. I don't even want to. What are you saying over
there? I don't know what I'm saying.
Go ahead, Bogus.
So, the Miami Heat had a 26-point lead on the Celtics early third quarter last night in Miami. Boston then scored 16 straight points. Then Dwayne Wade settled things down with 8 points in the frame.
They had it going. We was turning the ball over. They was getting out in transition. And you know a good team gonna make a run. So, you know, when I came in, it was just about settling us in, you know, a little bit. And then I got some shots to fall. But just the calming factor, you know, as I always talked about, that's what I'm here for.
Wade finished with 19. The Heat won 115-99. The Celtics had won four straight. The Nuggets pushed their
Did he say he's the calming factor? That's what I'm here for? I'm the calming factor?
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of like me here. But continue.
Nope. The Spurs outlasting the Thunder, 154-147 in double OT, a career high 56 points from LaMarcus Aldridge. College Hoops, second-ranked Michigan, now 16-for-16, 79-69 winners at Illinois. Fifth-ranked Gonzaga took down Pacific 67-36. The New York Mets are signing infielder Jed Lowrie, 2 years and $20 million. And Andy Murray is retiring from tennis because of chronic right hip issues. He hopes to make it as long as Wimbledon this summer. The hip has been an issue for nearly 2 years now. Guys?
Well, we appreciate that.
No, you don't.
Let's go out to Oregon.
Not even
James,
a little bit.
James, you're on with Taz and the Moose. What's going on in the house?
You know, not much. Yeah, Taz, you are the calming factor for sure, man. You calm me down so much when I first wake up and get in my car at 4 o'clock in the morning over here on the West Coast. It just, like, soothes my soul. And then,
thanks.
Real quick, too, thanks for calling people out about reading the papers, supporting all those people that, you know, work the print presses, the kids that deliver them.
No problem.
The people that, you know, let's just go ahead and forget everything that's ever happened in our past.
No problem.
Move into the 21st century, and
that's all right.
You know, kids don't need to know about anything that happened.
Oh,
like
no, because that's what I said, James. I said you don't need to go to school. There's no need to have education. That's exactly what I said. I bashed the printing press company.
But James, I give you credit. Yes. You do get the concept of the show.
Make lots of money, live in a mansion, and don't talk to anybody.
And smoke cigars.
Behind your gargoyles.
Yeah, right. Great line.
Your gargoyles.
Actually,
James.
Pete Giles now.
James, you're my new favorite caller.
That's a Hall of Fame caller right there.
The gargoyle line was actually excellent.
That's a Hall of Fame call.
Then he hung up on us.
Right. Yeah, there's still the Costanza line. It's not really a lie if you really believe it.
I've heard that from someone I used to work for, Hawking the Sun.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the guy's name.
I'll do it.
No.
Good call by James.
I'll do it.
Yes.
Schmince McMahon.
All of a sudden, I got everybody at the printing press companies want to kick my ass. I didn't think of that. James has a point.
What? Maybe. I didn't say it. 855-212-4227, your number to call. It's Taz and Moose on a Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
On a Friday morning, Taz Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. Divisional round of the playoffs get going this weekend. Saturday, a doubleheader. Sunday, a doubleheader. Phil Savage will join us coming up in the third and final hour of the program. Next hour, we've got NFL picks, undercard coming your next hour as well. The three kicks off the third and final hour, too.
Just remember something, Moose. We got to let the people know we're doing the picks a little different this weekend for social media.
Yeah, yeah. So we are right. We're gonna have we have our pick segment here, and then we're gonna be sending out some extra content on Saturday and Sunday. So make sure to keep note of that. Give us a follow on Twitter at Taz and the Moose, at Official Taz, at Mark Malusis with a C. And we're going to be sending out some stuff on Saturday and Sunday
on Twitter and on Instagram.
Correct.
And the Instagram is the same thing, Taz and the Moose on IG. So, you know, yeah, it's going to be cool. We'll pump them out before the games. The social media team, Mikey B, heads that up. He's in charge of all those people, the whole team. So I didn't want to cut you off in the middle of your third open.
Well, no.
You know, that's coming
my
up.
My third
soon,
open?
Yeah, that's coming up in 10
no,
minutes.
No, it's not coming. No, we got the three.
Oh, that's right. All right.
I let you speak during the opens, though.
I let you speak. Thank you.
No, I'm not saying like that, but you're making it out to be like
I take these out of context.
I'm doing monologues, solo monologues. I'm like, okay, Taz, you can go.
You doing?
That's the picture you just painted.
I know. Everybody's all over me today. What is with
no,
these people?
No.
These guys. Why is everybody attacking?
No,
I go in the newsroom. I get attacked by one of the radio hosts.
That makes no sense. You just
attacked.
No. You just attacked me. I defended myself, and then you flipped and said I'm attacking you. That makes no sense.
I feel hurt.
Open up a paper and read for all the print press says out there.
Left and right.
Right.
All the paper companies hate
Taz. It's not true. Bogus enjoys reading the paper on Sundays, and you disparaged him for it.
I know. That's just, please.
That he's not up to modern technology.
Yeah, I
hop online.
A lot of things I say get taken out of context.
That's not true.
No. Someone to call us.
No. That's not true.
You got everybody in your corner, Moose. Must be nice. All these guys. Everybody's in your corner.
Nobody's in. No.
I'm all by myself, basically.
No.
I am.
I think you and I, we've worked our way up through everything. So I think
you and I, yes, we have. But still, I do feel at times like some of the not to just divert for a second off of the postseason of the NFL.
What do you mean that you say something and they kind of zone out? Yes. I say something, they're attentive.
Oh, attentive! It's like
I'm a leader.
These.
what do we like me to say? I'm a leader.
I'm by myself here, Moose. I'm all by myself.
Maybe there's an experience to be said that. If you say charge up the hill, Taz, and you're the only one that runs up the hill, that's a problem.
And I look behind me, and I'm looking, where's Mikey B? I can't.
Mike, where are you?
Right. Pete, nobody. Where's Moose? I'm by myself, bro.
As you say run up the hill, and they run down the hill. Yeah. That's not exactly that's what. I'm a leader of men.
I know you are. I'm Solo Jones. I mean, I'm left by myself here. You say something, this Mikey B, he trips over himself.
How about this? I'm McVay, you're Wade Phillips.
And Wade's
veteran.
I'm Wade's dad, Bum Phillips. That's me. Bum.
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, he's dead, but that's fine.
I know, but I'm just saying. I'm Bum Phillips.
Okay, you can be Bum Phillips.
Yeah. I mean, you're McVay.
I'm McVay, innovative mind, you're Phillips.
And Mikey B,
Zach
Taylor, Mikey B.
Subpar
quarterback who played for the Cornhuskers.
Who's now going to be the Cincinnati Bengals head coach.
And the Blue Bombers.
Right. And Bilotti would be?
Quality control coach.
Yeah, but who? He would be...
Where he is.
Rex Ryan's brother, Rob.
That'd be give you. Me a break. Come
Rob,
on.
Rob Ryan. Come on.
Not obese.
Not because of the way you look. Besides those headphones, which are just massive. But anyway, that's a whole other note. Yeah, I'm alone here. I get it. I understand. You know, it's fine now. I understand. The We Over Nation, you scared them away. All you guys.
I didn't scare anyone.
Nah, not just you. These other guys.
They tweet me all the time. What do you?
Yeah, they're gone, still, right? They're
no,
still there?
No, they're still here. Yeah, they're still here.
Mark.
They tweet us.
They're great guys.
That's funny. Yeah, I see what's happening. No problem. It's going to be a long year, baby. Yep, Taz and the Moose, 2019, coming right at you. Well, as you put it, Steve and the Moose.
Pete John Fossil.
Spit out the names. But no, there's always stuff that people need to work on. There's strengths and weaknesses with everybody.
You are a leader among men.
I am a leader of men.
You are. Well, I just could tell by the people who work here on the show. You're right.
Absolutely.
You
when I say
men,
something.
They just jump. No. Unbelievable.
Well, and also because...
Is that not the truth? If I say, Moose, we need something done here, and you agree with me, then I'm like, Moose, can you tell the guys?
That does happen. That is true.
Bro, all the time. And I don't put you on the spot, and I appreciate your honesty, but that does happen. So, Mike, that's the truth.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, I'm proud of that. See?
Yes.
I am not going to get angry. I'm not. Pins and needles, needles and pins.
The offensive quality control for the Rams is Zach Cromer.
I am not going to because...
pins and needles, needles
and pins? That calms me down. So pins and needles, needles and pins. It's a happy man that grin, and I forget what I get mad about. Right? It works sometimes, but Mike is.
I agree.
No, listen, Mike. You could be snarky and be a Weisenheimer all you want. That's fine. I understand. You know, if Moose drops his pen, you pick up one and go grab him five pencils to help him with that.
Ballpoint.
I got it. Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. No problem. I understand.
No fine tip.
I understand. Taz says something. It's like who? What? Who? Yeah, I got it. No problem. I see. It's okay.
Well,
I'll have my day.
Here's a mantra. Instead of saying needles and pins and needles, right?
It's pins and needles, needles and pins.
Whatever. Right. Who cares? Okay.
Nobody cares, I guess.
Three words.
Okay.
No. Less is more.
Here we go. These are little hints from Moose to Taz. This is the little hints. I love the little tidbits. I love this. And I know what he means.
I just take a deep breath. Again.
See, when
less
he says that,
more.
I actually know what you mean. So
well, yes,
I do.
Less
I do.
Is more.
Because I've had these conversations. But, you know, I don't want to be rude, not against you, against somebody else that works in the show, but I don't want to say it because I'm going to take the high road. I'm going to say
what
it.
What do you
I don't,
mean?
I'm glad we're going to break. Not about you.
Oh.
I'm not.
Who's it about?
You can stare at me, Mike, all you want. Mike, I
who's
swear.
Who's it about?
Mike, I swear to God, Mike.
I've literally just been sitting here for 6 minutes.
I don't like the way he's looking at me. I'm just telling you right
now. Oh, stop. He's not. He's
giving me like an eyeball look.
Who are you about to rip? Bogus?
No, Mike.
Yeah. What about Mike?
I don't want to say it.
Mike's got to pick up his game. We all agree.
Pins and needles.
Oh, my God. Look, now he laughs. Mike laughs.
The three comes your way next. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.